Right, good afternoon, everybody. My name's Rob Stoneman, and I'm Chief Exec of the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust, i.e. the office boy in the background. Can I give you a massive, massive welcome to Stirley Farm? I just want to tell you a little bit about all of this. From our perspective, from a Wildlife Trust perspective, of course, it's all about conserving wildlife. It's about what a fantastic place. I mean, you're very, very lucky to live on the Pennine Fringe in such a beautiful countryside. We think this countryside could be much better for people, for wildlife, by making it more wildlife rich. So we look up there on that slope and we can see perhaps a woodland, perhaps a beautiful acid heathland full of birds, full of insect life and so on. On here we've got hay meadows, we've got pasture, have cows in here, dragonflies on the thing, birdsong in the trees and so on. And that's part of the quality of life that makes it a fantastic place to live on the Pennine Fringe, and we want to do that. And we call that concept in the Wildlife Trust a living landscape. So the idea is that landscape should be full of wildlife, not little nature reserves with the nice bits of wildlife that only specialists can go to, but landscapes that are full of wildlife that is for everybody to get involved in, and to get involved in different ways. So whether you're interested in food growing, in wildlife, in dry stone walling, in construction, or just a great place to walk your dog, it's your way in. You should have that encouragement to go to a place like this and enjoy. So that's what living landscapes is all about. And we have a vision for a living landscape stretching right down the Calder Valley. So from the very tops, we're working on the very tops on the peatland project, trying to restore the moors, through the river valleys, getting otters and waterfowls back in. We've been doing loads of work on that. On the Pennine, on the valley sides, woodlands, pastures and so on, and down into the city centres through Huddersfield, through Wakefield, Halifax and so on. So that living landscape extends all the way through. And at the centrepiece of that, for us anyway, is Stirley Farm. This is the place that we want to show people what we can do and how we can do that. So it's a really important project for us. But it's not just about Yorkshire Wildlife Trust, of course, because this idea was about long before the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust was involved. And I should pay tribute to Newsome Community Forum and Growing Newsome in particular, who have worked with us so hard to make this concept some sort of reality. And of course, it's a very, very early stage in the process. We've only really been on site since January, and the pace of work is hotting up, and for people that live very close by, you'll notice a lot of things changing, and we'll get the cattle on in October-ish, and then it'll change even more, and so on. So, you know, this is very, very early stages, and rest assured that the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust and its partners are here for the long term. Be honest, we're going to be here forever, so... Like or lump us, we're here now. So, you know, this will be a community resource going on into the future. We've just found out a month ago that we were awarded another £300,000 to restore the main stone building, the main stone barn at Stirley Farm itself, into a community barn. It's going to be called the Create Barn after our funders. And that's a place for people to use for workshops, for meetings, for environmental education, for cooking demonstrations. And a place for the community to use for meetings and so on. So we hope that local community groups will actually use that building once it's built. 3 years away yet, but you know, it's going to be a long-term build, and we're going to be using trainees to help us build in the same way that we're using the Future Jobs Fund team here. And in many ways, the Future Jobs Fund is a good example of the sort of things that we can do here. So I know some of the Future Jobs Fund people are here, so I've seen them. But it's a great example that kicked this whole programme off, where we got people that were unemployed, got them out into a fantastic place like this and gave them a whole set of skills and opportunities so they can get their careers back on track. And that's the sort of thing that we can do in this wonderful living landscape. So that's the basic concept, and obviously we're kicking off with it. There's a much better way of looking at this concept, which is by looking at one of these pictures, because actually this picture says 1,000 words, and this says a lot more about what this place is going to be. So if I just look at this picture, you know, you have Castle Hill on the top there, so you've got that iconic monument. We can, you know, everybody in Huddersfield knows where that is. You've got crops in here, you've got cattle in here, we've got wind farms in here. Don't think we'll be doing that, but you know, don't panic. But we certainly want to be looking at renewable energy, so we'll be looking at photovoltaics, solar heating of water and so on. Wood chip boiler maybe is something we might be thinking about in the farm site itself. We've got a pond here full of fish, full of dragonflies. There's a nice little duck on the side here. We've got a lovely grassland. I can see this grassland. It's got full of flowers, and that really typifies what